gosh, I can't even believe and I can't even begin to describe how to explain this feeling. And it's amazing. Like, I can't believe that we'll actually be using this model to be able to save so many lives. Just thinking about that gives me goosebumps.
G'day, Alter Everything listeners. I'm Maddie Johansson, and this is a podcast about data science and analytics culture. Today, we're going to be celebrating the incredible efforts of university students in Australia who participated in an Alteryx for Good data challenge co-sponsored by Alteryx partner RXP. As you just heard, the insights from this data challenge have the potential to literally save lives, and you'll get to hear from the four student team leaders throughout this episode as they share which Australia nonprofit organization they're supporting, and ultimately, how they learned Alteryx to turn real-world challenges into life-changing, impactful insights. Essentially, this data challenge consisted of four university student-led teams who were each assigned a nonprofit to support. The teams would look at their assigned organization's data and provide analytics insights. At the end, each team shared their impactful analysis to their assigned organization, and a winner was selected. The nonprofit organization supported by the winning team would receive $10,000, sponsored by RXP and the Alteryx for Good program. This episode will be a behind-the-scenes look of the students' perspective, as they each self-documented their experiences. Let's get started. So I'm here with the student team leads for the Alteryx for Good and RXP Data Challenge. Super exciting. That's me, interviewing the student leaders down in Sydney at the Alteryx Inspire Conference, where we kicked off the Data Challenge. So I want to start by asking you guys to introduce yourselves. So Sunny, why don't we start with you?
Yes, this is Sunny. Hi. I'm a business professional and studying Masters in Analytics at Western Sydney University. Now, especially with this challenge, which is a data challenge for, I will be representing the Smith family.
The Smith family that Sunny's team is supporting is a national independent children's charity, helping disadvantaged Australians to get the most out of their education. Sunny's team will be looking for ways to identify students who might be at risk for dropping out of school.
One of the biggest charity organizations in Australia. And as a team, that will be our main challenge, to find out some meaningful insights and get some solution out from there.
Thanks. Great, yeah. Let's hear from Ishita.
Hi, everyone. My name's Ishita.
A master's degree student at University of Western Sydney.
The organization that we're working on is Royal Flying Doctor Service.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service of Australia is one of the largest and most comprehensive aeromedical organizations in the world, providing extensive primary health care and 24-hour emergency service to those living outside of Australian cities. Ishita's team will specifically be looking to provide insights into how the Royal Flying Doctor Service can provide mental health care to drought-affected areas.
The reason why that's special for me is because I believe that everyone should be entitled to at least basic healthcare, and so many people, even back where I'm from, does not have access to that. And this organization for years and years has been doing that successfully and is really reputed and valued. So being a part of that organization and being able to better what they're already doing and creating an impact in that organization is something that I do look forward to. What excites me most about this data challenge? Learning a software which is actually getting so popular. Like, all of my friends who are working in the industry use Alteryx, and they have nothing but good things to say about it. And they're always excited about learning new things in Alteryx, and that's kind of what stuck with me, and that's why I signed up for this challenge as well, because what better way than to learn Alteryx than actually get your hands dirty with live data, right?
Another nonprofit that is participating in this data challenge is Food Bank, the largest provider of vital food and groceries to food relief charities around Australia. Food Bank is looking to optimize food distribution to charities in order to help as many people in need as possible. The student team leader representing Food Bank is named Long.
Currently, I'm taking a master in business analytics at Western Sydney. Previously, I work as an IT business analyst So this is the first time I have chance to participate in a very big challenge, data challenge for non-profit organization. As a team leader, I found it is a very big challenge for us to investigate and using data into increase optimize the effectiveness of using the food and try to reduce the food waste.
Great. Yeah, well, hi, my name is Caroline. I'm a second year university student at the University of New South Wales and I'm studying information systems.
That's Caroline, student team lead supporting Are You OK?, a suicide prevention charity in Australia. Caroline's team will use data to form an optimized campaign to encourage a support network for at-risk populations.
I was really excited to just jump right into it because I'm really passionate about social justice issues and I'm using technology to help solve those issues. So I'm really keen and grateful to Alteryx and RxP to have this opportunity to learn about how we can use data to help everyone, really.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. And we'll head into the panel now.
After our quick chat, we all went to a session together where Alteryx Chief Customer Officer and co-founder Libby Duane Adams announced the data challenge on stage.
And we'll be supported by NBN, by Alteryx, and by RxP on this learning journey as they're solving for the question or the challenge that each charity has. Each team will then present their results to a team of judges in early April, and then the winner will be announced. The winning team will be given $10,000 to then donate back to the charity that they got to work with.
Okay, so the winning team gets $10,000 to donate back to the charity that they're representing in this challenge. Pretty powerful. Not to mention motivating, but the students haven't used Alteryx yet. They just formed their team. They have this data. Where do they even start?
Community page, as you've already seen.
That's Vaishali, an Alteryx sales engineer at our Sydney office. With the student participants in attendance, they're all in this awesomely decorated conference room with a fantastic mural of clear blue ocean water covering the wall on one side and large glass doors on the other. The students are buzzing with excitement to be at the office for this standing room only Alteryx 101 mentoring session.
The Alteryx community is a fantastic place. It's a great platform for everybody. This is the hub where people ask questions to each other, they help out.
This is the hub. This, being the Alteryx community, as Vaishali goes on to explain, is where people ask questions about how to use the platform to get insights.
And in my experience, the moment you ask a question, you'll find that it's extended.
Now, I realize it's a little hard to hear Vaishali in this recording, but she goes on to highlight the Alteryx community and calls out the Alteryx Academy, weekly challenges, and our data science blog. But her favorite part? How anyone can simply ask a question about a particular challenge the user is facing with their data, and several people will quickly respond. Seeing the global support and different approaches that each person provides for solving that particular problem really helps users get a sense of what Alteryx style works for them. Here's Ishita again, supporting the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
So we had the Alteryx training this morning and it was incredible. There's just so much to learn. I'm so excited to learn. But Vaishali was incredible. It was so easy to understand what she was going through and to just get my hands around Alteryx. Even though I was using it for the first time, it seemed pretty user-friendly to me. It seemed like a very, friendly and a warm environment to ask each other as well. It wasn't, even though I guess we are competing against each other, it didn't really feel like that at all. Like we were all helping each other. And I guess just better understand what it is that we were doing. Alteryx training was incredible. It was a lot of fun.
In addition to the mentorship from Alteryx Associates, RxP and NBN are also providing support. It takes a village, but how amazing that so many people want to be involved in this Alteryx for Good challenge. Here's Caroline, the team lead supporting Are You OK? After a mentor session with NBN.
Okay, so we just finished the NBN Data Science Mentorship Session where we had a mentor called Ben, and he advised us on how to approach our problem statement.
And we talked with our mentor, and he basically identified for us that we were actually focusing on the wrong thing, and as a result we were having trouble with trying to solve our issue. But actually what our task was to provide data insights for Are You Okay, and not to actually come up with the end solution to figure out how to support the older people, because our mentor said that was actually the task of the Are You Okay team. Our task instead is to use data, to find data to inform Are You Okay on solving this problem, on delivering their campaign to encourage the support people of older Australians to support and care for older people more, so that a lack of connection is prevented and therefore a suicide is prevented.
This mindset pivot sounds familiar. Sometimes you set out to use analytics to answer a question, but then realize that the question you started off with might not have been the right question in the first place. So I love this insight from Caroline into the thought process on her team. It's so easy to zoom in on the big picture problem, but when you step back and realize that you don't have to boil the ocean in order to make an impact, it's easier to see the finish line and provide tangible insights that contribute to the overall solution. And speaking of interesting team conversations and a shift in mindset, as we all know, the pandemic changed the way we work together.
Quarantine day looks like infinity, but can't even tell now. Lost count already.
That's Ishita, supporting the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
And here we are trying to figure out macros and Alteryx, and God, that isn't easy for sure. Ah, jeez, COVID, didn't see that coming for sure. We thought that there'd definitely be more like physical interaction, obviously, with both the Alteryx trainers as well as the RXP mentorship sessions that are held every single week to support us. But yeah, I guess you got to do what you got to do, and there are some things which are not in your control, and you accommodate according to that.
Here's the food bank team, led by Long, chatting with his team virtually.
Hi everyone, long time no see. How's it going, guys? It's been, I think it's 1 month since the last time we met at others. I feel like a half year. How are you guys?
Not good at all.
Yeah. Long's team has had a rough time. From losing jobs to losing shifts at work to having to rethink housing situations, they've really had their hands full. A quick side note, Alteryx just launched a new program for anyone looking to pivot their career due to a job loss or being affected by the pandemic in any way. It's called the ADAPT program. And you can get a free Alteryx license to help you learn more about analytics and help you land that next job. We'll include more about the program in our show notes at community.alteryx.com/podcast. Let's check back in with Long.
Yeah, how about the progress on your survey data, Lucy?
Yeah, so as I've already sent to all of you guys, like the final data set, and I've used that data set to build some predictive model, but like unfortunately we don't have enough knowledge about that. So as you all know that we have already like attend the mentors shift from IXP, and some of the mentors have already like give us some feedback and some of the recommendations on how to build like predictive models. And actually I have already like posted a questions on the Alteryx communities, and I received some answers from all of the Alteryx users all over the world. And I have done some predictive model using our data set. But actually, because I think the data quality issue, like because of the data quality issues, we cannot come out with a perfect like predictive model.
How many listeners out there have experienced this? roadblocks that can be attributed to data availability or data quality issues. The students experience this too. But as Long's teammate Lucy mentioned, they were still able to get training from their RXP mentors and the Alteryx community. So even though they're facing these roadblocks, they've still picked up new knowledge about predictive analysis.
So I think we can just come up with some insights, like some associations between variable, or like some conclusions that like all come up with like a first prototype so that food bank can use, and then try to build the model better in the future, I guess, like that.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, agree, Lucy. And we cannot expect the high accuracy yet.
Let's fast forward. The students are nearing the big day where they present their insights to the judging panel. Caroline's team created a model for Are You OK, analyzing demographic and survey data to potentially help deliver Are You OK's support network campaign. And the food bank team did a spatial analysis of top food desert areas that food bank can best service through their existing distribution network. And they're each preparing in their own way.
Yeah, we will do some rehearsal prior to the final judging event.
Yeah, okay.
So,
here's Caroline on what her team did to prepare.
We had a session with RXP about our data storytelling, and they were able to give us some advice on presenting. And they said that one key thing I took away was that every slide should have a purpose and a message to get across, and fancy graphs aren't that important, because actually what's important is getting the message and our point from the data across simply and effectively and concisely, rather than explaining a lot with words, as a graph would depict it clearly and effectively explain what we're trying to convey.
Here's Ishita, whose team's spatial analysis resulted in this interactive visualization to easily identify airstrips and airbases nearest to these at-risk populations living in rural areas. So theoretically, RFDS could more easily provide mental health care services to these populations.
So we are presenting today, and I'm a bit nervous for the presentation, but I'm also excited to finally be able to show everyone what we've come up with, because I'm so proud of the entire model that we've built, and along with Alteryx and Tableau, whatever we've come up with, it's, in my mind, it's inspiring, and I want to be able to show that to everyone, so I'm excited for that.
Sunny's team was likewise looking forward to the presentation, where they would share their analysis of demographic and survey data to find insights behind why students drop out of school and potentially help shape Smith family programs and public policies to help these at-risk students.
Finally, being able to present this project in front of a panel of professional judges is a great opportunity, we believe. That will definitely boost our professional confidence and sharpen our skills. The greatest part of our analytics is that a Smith family can utilize what we pointed about some key areas of Australian social and economic domains where more focus can be done, like kids from remote areas in families with very low income profile, places where poor health and transportation is a problem that leads to higher dropouts of Australian school students.
Here's Caroline reflecting on her presentation.
So a couple of days ago, we had the presentation for our results and for the other teams. And the plan was for myself and my two other teammates to present. But actually, when it came to the time, my laptop had some technical problems, so I wasn't able to present, and also our team was scheduled to present at being the last team, the fourth team, but then we were pushed to being the second team to show our findings. So even though I was disappointed that I didn't get to showcase or myself speak about what we found. And since I rehearsed and practiced a lot, yeah, even though that was disappointing, I'm really proud of my team member for stepping up and really at the last minute and being able to present for the team on behalf of our team. So it didn't go to plan, but I'm really proud of what our team produced at the end. And even though it's been really challenging, I've grown as a team leader, being my first time being a team leader for a project like this, delivering data insights.
Hearing Caroline describe this presentation roadblock of having technical issues and not being able to present like she had planned, I completely feel her. This has happened to me before, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of you too, but it's just such a good reminder of the importance of being able to quickly adapt and the importance of having a great team dynamic so that you can quickly pivot and rely on other people when these unforeseen challenges do come up. After the judges deliberated on all of the presentations, Country Manager for Alteryx Australia, JJ Phillips, announced the winning team. Here's JJ.
During the rights coming to fruition, probably about 18 months ago now, between a conversation he had with our founder and CEO and a seedling of an idea that he had. And today that really came to fruition, and there were some excellent presentations. You know, there were some things that really stood out for me in terms of the quality of the presentation that we saw from each of you. You know, the winning side really demonstrated strong use of Alteryx, and as the country manager and leader for the Pacific, that was really lovely to see the use of community. But I think the most important thing that really resonated with the judging panel was the strong storytelling used by data or used through data. And sometimes it's when we have that gut feel, anecdotal analytics that I call it, when we've got it, kind of got a gut feel, but when you can support that evidence-based decision-making through data, that's really where it comes into fruition. I think that really with the winner, most importantly, showed a very clear path and a data-based recommendation to help, you know, ultimately save lives. And I think that's the big newsworthy insight. And I think it's so much more important now that we're living in a COVID-19 era world. And so I think all of this around mental health and awareness is so important. And with that, I'm really super pleased to announce the winner was the team from RFDS.
The analysis from Ishita's team landed RFDS, or Royal Flying Doctor Service, the $10,000 prize.
Ishita and team, you guys did an absolute cracking job. I was on the edge of my seat from the very beginning of the presentation, right the way through the year. So a massive congratulations to you and to your team, and a massive congratulations to RFDS, and thank you everyone that participated.
Weeks of hard work wrapped up in these presentations. I'm so excited for these students who provided insights to the charities they represented. The feeling of giving back, that sense of accomplishment, plus being able to walk away with new analytic skills. I can't wait to see what these students do next. For Sunny and the team supporting the Smith Family Foundation,
it was a great experience to be able to practically work for analytics with such a dynamic platform. And it's been a great challenge to source the right data for the correct information, basically, to work on. And also being a new users in Alteryx, but with proper guidelines from our mentors, and with our teamwork, we have managed to complete this task.
And I think I can speak on behalf of my teammates too, saying that this project has really taught us about, or given us the experience and skills to transform data and clean it and transform it and really draw out insights that can help our society, especially during this time, to be more caring and more united. I'm really also proud of the other teams about because what they produced was really incredible too, and to the winning team especially. And so I want to congratulate the winning team too and all the other teams for really persevering through this.
I cannot believe we won this competition. It's so surreal. Like, gosh, I can't even believe, and I can't even begin to describe how to explain this feeling. And it's amazing. Like, I can't believe that we'll actually be using this model to be able to save so many lives. Just thinking about that gives me goosebumps. And I'm really proud of me and my entire team to be able to build this model, which will be making a difference. So I'd like to thank Alteryx, RXP, and everyone who has given this opportunity to us, because without this opportunity, we would not even know what we're capable of. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to Alter Everything. Visit Alteryx for Good on the community to learn more about the data challenge projects from these amazing students. You can also use the AFG space on community to learn more about the student Alteryx license, engage with others, connect with user groups for internships, and get course certified to put Alteryx on your resume. Extra special thanks to the Alteryx for Good program and Alteryx partner RXP for co-sponsoring the prize donation. And thanks to all the students for participating. I also want to give a shout out to Alteryx Country Manager for Australia, JJ Phillips, Neil Ossipuk from RXP, and all of the judges and mentors who came together to make this data challenge such a success. And if you can't keep track of everything that I just called out, just visit our show notes at community.alteryx.com/podcast. Thanks.